RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, where we have a lot of sports information coming down right now on the basketball front. Nikola Jokic, the undisputed best player in all of basketball, he is going to be out at least a month with a hyperextension of his knee. It looks scary at first when you didn't see, I think it was Porter who stepped on his foot. But if you didn't see that, you're like, oh my God, his knee just buckled. And you're like, he's going to be out for the rest of the year. He's having one of the greatest seasons in NBA history. He's first in assists. There's a thing out there that's crazy. Right now, he's averaging an assist rate that's better than Jason Kidd ever had, a rebound rate that's better than Karl Malone ever had, and he's also fourth or fifth in the league in points scored. And it's just bananas. But yeah, so he is not done for the year, thankfully, but he will be out at least a month with the hyperextension. Right now, because we've got more information for you, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring in our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Well, it's going better for us than, unfortunately, some other players across the league. We're going to break this NFL news for you that does not involve the Cowboys, but it still sounds really bad.
Yeah, this is not great, Mick. New England Patriots star Stephon Diggs is facing serious criminal charges, according to Boston 25 News. He's charged with felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery charges stemming from an incident on Tuesday, December 2nd.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yes, and it looks like the Patriots have already put out a statement saying they're aware. Stephon informed the organization that he categorically denies the allegations. We support Stephon. We will continue to gather information and fully cooperate with the appropriate authorities and NFL as necessary. So pretty vague, but they are saying that Stephon categorically denies these claims.
And I take he wasn't strangling a guy.
I don't know, but I understand that assumption. Unfortunately, that does seem to come up a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
So there's your, we'll try to be more positive from here, but there's your unfortunate NFL update of the day. You know,
well, I had a question for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had mentioned basketball.
Yeah.
So last night, who was your choice to take the final three-point shot for the Mavericks?
I mean, based on some of the clutch shots he had hit, especially at the end of the third, I probably would have gone with Clay, but who would you have picked?
Yeah, either him or Flagg.
Yeah, because Flagg started to kind of get a better feel for the three, but...
Or Williams.
Yeah, Williams was interesting last night because I guess I found myself thinking that was probably too many threes in general. But I know that doesn't really factor into the last shot. You're like, well, you can't take it. You've taken 10 threes. I get it. Well, okay, Mickey, let me ask you a basketball question then. And this kind of goes with some of the discussion we've had about this weekend's Dallas Cowboys game. The Mavericks have a lot of young players that are getting an opportunity to see plenty of run. Do you want to see the Mavericks keep trying to fight to keep their head above water until Anthony Davis is back, until Kyrie can come back? Or are you more in the camp of, hey, if there's people interested in Anthony Davis, let's go ahead and make that happen?
Yeah, you know what? And it doesn't matter what sport you ask me about that. I just believe in trying to do your best to keep winning games.
Sure.
And doing your best to keep winning games doesn't mean trading away Davis. Because are you guaranteed to hit on draft picks in the NBA?
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
Unless maybe you have the first pick.
Yeah, this next draft, if you told me we'd get a top three pick, but you are not getting a top three pick out of Anthony Davis.
Yeah, so no, I think you keep playing. And, you know, when I keep counting 1 through 8, I mean, they weren't that far away from 8, right?
With
the number of wins.
Right.
So, yeah, I think you keep grinding out and trying to win.
All right.
And I'm going to give you an example that's going to pertain to what we'll talk about, I'm sure, for the Cowboys. What did Atlanta have to prove or win last night?
Sure, nothing. They've been eliminated for a couple weeks, but they went out and...
And they prayed their asses off,
yeah, they
right?
did. Yeah, they did.
And won a game.
Yep.
And it seemed like it was pretty important to them. And they can't even get to 500, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I am glad that you brought that up, because if you got a chance to see the post game, like, you saw their coach is fired up when he's flipping the game ball to Bijan Robinson, and he's like, there's no question he's the best. Well, the insinuation was he's the best player in all of football, and everyone was fired up. So when you see moments like that, I definitely understand what Jerry says and what Shoddy says about the importance of a win.
Yeah, and you know what? He's been saying that about Bijan all season long.
For sure.
I either read something or heard it talking about, I don't know what the deal is, but this guy's the best running back in the National Football League, right? And he has not backed off from that. And what I saw last night, I don't know that I'd argue with him.
You know, I mean, Alec was, we were talking about before the show, I think people underestimate how big of a dude he is. And then he broke off the 93 yarder and they can't catch him. Like, that's a special combination of size and breakaway ability.
Oh, yeah. And seems like a really good guy, because he gave everybody else credit but himself, right?
Yep. Okay.
For the run?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I'm glad that you said that, because I think this weekend it is going to be big trouble for the Saints. Because did you see Bijan in the post game when he got told about what's on the line in the final weekend?
I did not.
Okay.
I don't think I stayed with it that long.
Okay, so he's talking to the media and somebody goes, oh, you know, with this win, if you guys win again this weekend, that would eliminate Tampa Bay from winning the division. And he just stops and he gets this smile on his face and he goes, really? I was not aware of that. And just in that moment, if I was New Orleans, I'd be like, oh, crap. Because it really sounds like he's going into that game to play some spoiler.
Yeah, right. Because and the Saints are on a 4-game winning streak.
Yes,
of all things.
And Tyler Shuck looks like, hey, maybe we judged him too quickly.
Yeah,
he's just earned a starting job, I bet, for next year.
I have no doubt about that. For we've talked a lot about the organization. If you can keep piling up wins and getting to 500, I know Jerry talked about it this morning. What about for Shoddy? If he can go 8-8-1, he would be the 6th Cowboys coach to be at least 500 in his first season on the sideline. What do you think that does to propel him going forward?
Yeah, and I don't know that he looks at it. How do I say it? Selfishly.
Sure.
Like, I don't want a losing record on a losing season on my record. But I think there's some pride to not having a losing season, to make sure that, you know, you passed out those T-shirts all season long, compete every day, and then you get to the end and you go, nah, don't worry about it. You know, we're just going to go
right.
out and finish the string, right? I think it would be very hypocritical more than anything else. So from I think more than a pride thing, maybe an integrity thing, that this was your message all season long, and now, Coach, you're telling me we're not trying to win the game because we're not going to play Dak. I think that would sort of maybe lose some of his integrity with the players, and because you know what, you're not going to sit everybody, right?
Right.
You got to play guys, and it would be totally unfair to Joe Milton to send him out there and go, nah, we're going to play the backup running backs, the backup wide receivers, and we're not going to play all our guys on defense. I just think you might lose guys when they see something like that.
Do you get the sense, based on, you know, what you've heard, what just makes sense to you, that depending on the flow of the game, we probably will see some Joe Milton this weekend? I mean, I know Dak's starting, but eventually, do you think we'll see some Joe Milton this weekend?
I could see, depending on how things go, I could see they kind of left that door open by how they have answered the question.
Right.
And I got to go back and look, but I think I remember some games in the past. I don't know if it was when Romo was the starting quarterback, and it might have been that they played him in the first half and then turned it over to the backup in the second half.
Yeah.
But I think that had more to do with, you know, you didn't have anything to gain. You already had your playoff status. And so what the heck, let's just make sure we're not stale going into the playoffs, give them a half and then turn it over to the backup. And I could see that happening.
Mickey, it sounded like Jerry expects to see a little bit of Jaden Blue, as Malik Davis and Javonte Williams are both a little bit banged up, which, do you think there's anything he could show in this? You know, I know it's a meaningless game and it's going to be players in and out of the rotation and whatnot, but for a lot
you
of the...
You better not say meaningless game. I heard that, Alex.
Oh, I mean, mathematically... It doesn't mean anything, but I'm sorry, Jerry. But do you think there's anything he can show? Because, you know, Javonte is a free agent. We don't know what his future with the team is. Malik Davis, surely you probably don't want to be a running back one at any point in the future. Do you think the organization is hoping that he shows something that they can say, yes, we can build on that in training camp?
Yeah, I think so. And I think what he needs to show is what he showed in training camp. I think before I can't remember if it was a sprained ankle or it kind of set him back a little bit. I think they need a running back like that. Even if you brought back either Davis, Williams, or whatever, they need a guy that has some explosion at the line of scrimmage, that has some breakaway speed, some ability to make people miss, and he's got that. Now, can he show it? Can they depend on him? Can he do all the other things that you need to do to be, say, the second running back, the change-up guy? Because think about it. When they started the season, the idea was Williams and Sanders, right?
Yep. And
then Sanders gets hurt. And then, you know, he got a little bit of a shot, not much. And, you know, the one game he didn't lose the fumble, but he did fumble. And I think they just lost confidence in him. And I don't know what goes on at practice, and they keep talking about that. Or the fact that if he wasn't going to play special teams as a backup running back, then I don't know that we active on game day. Because Malik Davis figured out a way to stay active on game day by becoming the personal protector on the punt team. I think that, boy, he's got something. I just wish that they could figure out how to squeeze it out of him.
Do you think I'm wrong at all for, like, Jaden Blue is great, and I appreciate that. I kind of want to see more Malik Davis after the best game of his career. I know he's not going to be, like, your starter going forward, or I guess I would assume that, but I kind of want to see Malik Davis back out there and get another real run at this.
Yeah, if he can see, right?
yeah, that's...
How many more times are Cowboys going to have eye injuries?
Yeah, that is... Every time, I guess, players go up against Jalen Carter...
Well, and, I mean, what was the game where Donovan Wilson got his eye cut, right?
Right.
Yeah.
How do you, I don't know if it's the helmet, how it, you know, twist or whatever. And it was like hockey, right? He goes in the locker room, gets a couple stitches, comes back out and plays, right?
Yeah.
And then who? The offensive lineman got poked in the eye. It was Tyler Smith, right? He gets poked in the eye and he came out with a shield on it. And it's like, how's all that happening without grabbing a face mask?
That's a great question. I think about that all the time when I know players always want a flag, but the most compelling argument I ever see is when that person...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And goes to the ref and reenacts how their body and their head got twisted. And I'm like, that's a good point. It's because they grabbed his face mask. I hear what that person is saying.
You go up to him and say, what are you looking at?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do you have an eye injury as well? Although that probably wouldn't get you the call that you want from the ref if you start, making verbal
illegal
assault.
Illegal poke in the eye.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. See you guys.
There you go. From DallasCowboys.com, although prepared to discuss Dallas Mavericks.
That's
well.
Right.
Mickey Spagnola, you love to hear it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, oh, you love to hear this. It's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus a good old Florida man story next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I know Alec is going to naysay me because he did this in the break. I want to know how often you sing along with any of the commercials on The Fan, because I was definitely getting looks for in the break. Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
See, and I can't escape it with you, and I can't escape it at home, because you know how some of these, it's the exact same audio on the TV commercial.
Yes.
My dad has picked up to the ones that I hate, so he'll turn the volume all the way up downstairs when any of those spots come on, just to irritate me. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I am moving next summer.
Oh, wow! Sorry if that's breaking news for you, Alex, Dad. Right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time
Your
for AM.
Your dad already knew that, right?
On the FM.
He wouldn't have heard that and been like, what the hell?
Yes, he already knew that. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus,
did you check the backseat? Is that not the question of the day?
I almost said an expletive. We have a Florida man story that is sure to be a fun one, because they all are. I actually had three Florida man stories lined up. But this is the best of the three.
Okay.
We will get to that here in just a little bit because it involves lawsuits. Those are always fun to talk about. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But first, here in the waning moments of 2025, today is Tuesday, December 30th. And what is today on the National Day calendar? Today is Festival of Enormous Changes at the Last Minute Day.
Oh, so hold on. Does that mean you make changes for the rest of 2025? And then you're like, I'll reboot next year.
I like the idea. I like that. But yeah. I like the idea that this is, I'm going to make some drastic life-changing decision just because it's the end of the year.
Okay.
And I'm going to set the tone for the next year. I kind of like that reckless abandon there. That's my way of operating.
Man, what would your resolution be for the next 36 hours?
Ooh.
You know what mine probably would be? To check the backseat. Check the backseat. How did you not know that's where this
was
going?
I knew it was about to happen. Usually I'm on the board where I can just pull your fader down and it doesn't go over the air.
Jacob,
I am powerless here.
You're doing a great job.
I let it happen.
I thought you were doing a great job, Jacob, but you didn't save me there. It is also National Resolution Planning Day, so if you are a New Year's resolution person, you start planning today.
All right, I promise this is a real question.
Uh-huh.
I will try to have real questions the rest of the segment.
Uh-huh.
How often have you had a resolution that has been like in the making where you're like, I'll start on January 1st and how many slide over to, well, we're still partying then, it's January 2nd, versus how much are they just spontaneous resolutions? Do you think people just wake up and they're like, oh, I got to change this. Let's start.
I feel like it's more spontaneous.
Okay.
Because, I mean, even like, I know this is a really dark example, but like when we had Mike Santana in studio a couple weeks ago, and he was like, there was a moment where I just said, this needs to change.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's how it is for me personally and a lot of other people where it's just, it's one of those things that it builds over time. And then sometimes there's a breaking point, but some days you do just wake up and say, I could be better at this, or
yeah,
I want to go do this. I want to go try this. Why not? That's usually what it is for me, and that'll actually tie into the question of the day. Thank you very much for my answer. We'll get to that in just a second. We also look at the rest of the National Day calendar is Sodium Bicarbonate Day. So big day for sodium consumers.
Oh, okay.
I guess. But some cool birthdays I want to throw out there as well. One of these will not be like the other. Tyrese Gibson. Today is his birthday. Tiger Woods turning 50. LeBron James celebrating a birthday today.
All right. I feel like I've probably asked this before. Did everybody know that Tiger Woods and LeBron have the same birthday?
I didn't know.
I did not know.
Okay, because I feel like I might have known that and then forgot it and then learned it and forgot it again.
Yeah.
So
I feel like that's probably
amazing.
The boat that I'm in. And then it's Carson Wentz's birthday.
Oh, well, he could have won MVP that one year.
Yeah, maybe. You know,
they still won the World Series.
Just like Justin Herbert.
The Super Bowl. I don't know.
Just like Justin Herbert made up situations.
Yeah.
The MVP of it, literally. But today, oh, man, I got to quote Corey here. Oh, man, it is National Bacon Day.
Oh.
National Bacon Day. Celebrate responsibly, my friends, because this is a great day to be alive, but we're not going to talk about bacon here.
Oh, man, I have a bacon question.
Okay, ask the bacon question. We got time.
Do you think like a niche upscale bacon restaurant could make it? Because I know you get bacon on all kinds of food, but if you're like, this is a bacon shop.
Yes, and you know why? Because, and please reach out to me, alexander.medford@odyssey.com. Make something happen with me. A place in Dallas that I love is based around one specific food. Dallas Grilled Cheese Company.
Yes.
Is one of my favorite places to eat in Dallas.
Get the Cattleman.
Yes. And it is unreasonably good.
Yes.
There is no reason that anybody should base their entire business model off of one food like that. That is more of, it's looked at as a side.
It works.
You know,
though.
But they put it on sandwiches. They have crazy combinations, throw brisket in it, whatever you want. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that place. So, yes, I think a bacon restaurant could work.
All right.
But when I think about bacon, I think it makes pretty much any food better. So, what is something in life that makes everything better? 877-881-1053. You can be as specific, you can be as broad as you can for me. I'm going to warn you, mine is going to be on the more serious note and, you know, nice. Not sad, but nice. So if you have something that is a little bit more unserious, please take the stage before I derail it with life stuff.
Free shipping. I don't know.
Ooh, that's
what
amazing.
It is, but I feel like the lure of free shipping will get you to make purchases. This meme's been around forever, and I think it's so true. Oh, it's the item's $50 plus $10 shipping. I don't know.
Yep.
Oh, it's $60 with free shipping. Sold! I don't know what it is, even though the prices obviously would be exactly the same. Free shipping feels like you're like, oh, I don't feel so bad about making this purchase.
I like that a lot because that's how I justify pretty much any Amazon purchase. It's like, but
yeah, we got Prime. Yeah,
but I pay for Prime, so I may as well use it. And I didn't even know this was a thing until a couple weeks ago when I was ordering some Christmas gifts. The Amazon Prime Young Adult status gives you cash back, and I didn't know that was a thing. So I've gotten cash back, and whenever I went to go, I think I got a gift card as an early gift. So I went to go put it in, and it said, you also have Young Adult cash back. And I was like, what? And it was like $15 that was saved up. So I was like, yes, use this. So that's my justification for everything is, but it's Prime. It's got to be a good deal, right? I'm getting free shipping. It's going to be here overnight. Gotta love it.
Yeah, I do wonder how many people make that extra little purchase to get the shipping to you at 8 in the morning. And you're like, I don't even need that thing at 8 in the morning. It's just the appeal that it will be there right away.
But sometimes, and I was just telling Jacob about this yesterday because, you know, we're meatheads. So we were talking about protein bars after the show. And he asked about like the ones that I've tried. And I said, I stick with these Gatorade ones because you can get 12 packs on Amazon. You can't get them in the store. You can only get 6 packs.
Oh.
And it's a better price when you do the math. And they're always available overnight. And they're like just over $25. So you don't have to add anything else to your cart.
Yeah.
So I always forget that I'm almost out. And I'm like, I have none. I ate my last one today, so I order it that night. It's there when I wake up in the morning, and it goes in my backpack and comes to the studio with
me. All right.
So it helps me out a lot, but a lot of the time I'm like, sure, delivered at 7 in the morning. I don't need a, like, I don't know, like a faucet attachment or something at 7 in the morning. Like, I had to do that, replace the drain plug the other day.
Right.
So do I need this at 7 in the morning? No. Do I want it at 7 in the morning?
Yes.
Sure. That sounded weird. Jacob. Something that makes life better every single time.
So this is kind of along the same lines as shopping, right? I'm going to go with the autofill feature and just anything in life, right? There's nothing worse than when you're getting set to buy something and you got to put your name, your last name, your address. You got to put all that stuff in.
That really beats you down.
Yeah, it beats me down. It beats me down.
Okay.
And then Google does this cute little thing up in the top right corner where it's like autofill information.
Yes.
And I'm like, beautiful. Or like Apple Pay. Anything that autofills my information so I can get something done faster, a.k.a. buying things, I'm all for it.
Question. Surely this scenario has never come up. Maybe this is a moral compass.
Ooh.
Have you ever had the autofill with an ex and maybe their information for paying for things is still available? Have you ever...
That means yes!
Oh.
No, I haven't. I thought about it because... An ex from like 3 years ago left her PlayStation account logged in on my PS5 and her credit cards and everything were still on there and she didn't have a passcode set up to get into the profile. So I joked. I was like, because you can gift stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, should I gift like the new Call of Duty to myself or something? I was like, I'm not that evil. No. Even though she cheated, I was
I would have done it. I would have done it 100%.
I was the bigger person, and I'm waiting for the short jokes to come in after saying that I was the bigger person.
Man. That is interesting when you mix in the cheating aspect.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't just break up. She really.
Yeah. I thought about it. Not really. I'm too good of a person for my own good. But I will say on the autofill topic, Jacob, I encountered this last night. This is what annoys me when you do the autofill. But for some reason, some websites, leave it marked out as red still, even though it's filled in because you didn't type it. So I was ordering a gift last night, and I did the autofill with all my information. It put everything in there, but the boxes weren't white. They were still blue, like they needed to be filled. So I had to click on the box, delete one letter, and type it back in.
Yeah.
Just so the box would go white.
Wow.
And I'm like, so what's the purpose of autofill? And granted, this was like midnight.
Feels like that should be a drop. I don't know when it'll come in handy, but it will.
When will it?
Well, I've been doing this long enough to know it will come in handy somewhere.
Oh, man. Let's see. From the 903, alcohol. In moderation.
So,
sure.
Somebody brought this up, and they said fast gas pumps. And, man.
Yes.
That's something you don't realize how different they are until you're really in a hurry, but you've, like, timed it out improperly, and maybe you're not going to fill up your gas tank because you're like, I don't even have enough time for that. And then you get the slowest gas in the world.
Yes.
I get that.
Let's see. 877-881-1053. Something that always makes life better. From the 903, I like this. Google reviews and maps mainly. And I would say the reviews have saved me from a couple of bad decisions on, you know, going places, especially franchised locations or just chain places. You see that one that's 15 minutes away has awful service, but the one that's 22 minutes away has great service and the food is always amazing. I love that.
Do you ever go to a business to read their reviews after they've been involved in some sort of controversy?
Yes.
Like, okay.
I love that.
I've definitely found that I'm
messy.
Interested in seeing how that goes.
I am messy, and I will admit it. Mine, I will say, because this is a recent change that I feel like you will appreciate, and you didn't even know, but you are a part of the reason, and this show is, and the listeners are, is therapy.
Yeah.
I think everybody...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Can benefit from it.
Agreed.
Even if life is perfect in your eyes, I think that everybody can learn something about themselves. I literally, the past 2 days, I've done online sessions before the show. That's why I've showed up a little bit later than I usually do, is because after the gym, I sit down and I learn a couple lessons, you know, and do a couple exercises mentally. And I always let that get away from me this time of the year because things are moving quick. Obviously, I'm hosting a lot and I'm working on holidays and I'm budgeting and I'm doing this, that, and the other. So it gets away from me very quick and I forget to take care of myself. So I kind of had that wake up call maybe 2 weeks ago where I was like, I'm doing a bad job at this. So I started going back and I have been doing great. That's why I've been in a great mood the past couple of days, is because I've tried doing it before the show rather than after. So I'm just like, I felt like I learned something this morning. I feel relaxed. I feel good. Got some stuff off of my chest and I'm great. So because of the openness of this show and this program, that has enabled me to be a little bit more outright with it and a little bit more direct when I feel like something is wrong, getting it addressed. So I appreciate you, Corey. Even Mike has been very open about that in the past. So just appreciate you guys for that. And real quick, I will make this brief. It's not a long story. Florida man stories are great. Florida man sues Outback Steakhouse after being injured by a toilet.
What?
Yes. So, according to Ocala News, a Florida resident named Michael Green dined at the Outback Steakhouse, located at 3215 Southwest College Road in Ocala, on March 26th, and headed to the restroom at some point during his visit based on the claims in a lawsuit that was filed in the Marion County Court last week. Green sat down on the toilet in a handicap stall and suddenly found himself on the bathroom floor after it, quote, shattered and collapsed.
Oh, no.
When he sat down, a mishap, he says, caused, quote, severe bodily injury.
Ooh.
The lawsuit alleges that the toilet was not properly secured to the floor. He is seeking $50,000 while citing the cost of lost wages, medical bills, and general pain and suffering he says he was subjected to as a result. And isn't the first time a large chain has been sued in America for exactly $50,000 over a toilet mishap in the state of Florida. A couple of years ago, a man went after Dunkin' Donuts for the same amount of money after the toilet he was sitting on erupted and covered him in raw sewage in the midst of using it. Florida toilets, stay away from them.
Man, we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, based on the happenings of the weekend. Which NFL fan base is currently the most miserable? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Offense. May on the rollout, on the move, throws to the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Guess who? The first of his NFL career, Efton Chisholm III.
I could have just told you, guess who? Not the Jets. Right now, brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Yep.
And we'll start with asking Jacob if he wants to say what Cut 10 is labeled as. Please
don't actually say it.
Oh, okay. I was
Please
ready.
Don't. But,
yeah.
But thank you for following what I typed to a T and writing it down like that. Like, I'll give you an example. Cut 9 says sweet ass soccer highlight. And because that is sometimes I just need a general thing and that is how I label it. And so I appreciate that he labeled it like that on the cut sheet as well. All right. Let's go back to Monday Night Football, if we can, for just a second. Will you give me cut number 7, please, good sir?
London has been awfully good. Throw is picked off. Intercepted by Bates. It was high for Mumfield. Bates, pick 6.
Now, in crosstalk, Sean asked if we turned it off for good reason. It's 21-0 at the half, and the ramifications for this game are huge. First of all, are you saving jobs in Atlanta? I kind of wonder if the answer to that is yes. Second of all, you can continue to see the domination of Bijan Robinson, but also you saw a drastic swing in the MVP odds with Matthew Stafford being entrenched as the favorite over Drake May. Now going into the last week of the season, Drake May is a big favorite over Matthew Stafford. But perhaps the biggest consequences happened to the Tampa Bay Bucks. It looked like it was all set up for the Panthers and the Bucks, winner take all. Now, not so much. Carolina Panthers can still lose that game, which would put them at 8-9. And Tampa would win that game, which would also put them at 8-9. But if Atlanta wins their game as well, they would also be 8-9. And the three-way tie means that the Carolina Panthers would win the division. So Tampa, if they win, they need the Falcons to lose. Because if it's a three-way tie, the Carolina Panthers win. And meanwhile, the Atlanta Falcons continue to string together victories at a time where they've been eliminated from the playoffs for like 3 weeks.
This is mutiny. This is
a lot.
It's a lot going on that shouldn't be going on.
Sure.
Because that division is the most unserious thing in professional sports right now.
Ooh.
I don't understand.
Do you think the AFC North is like, hey, don't forget about us?
I've forgotten about them because it should not be a question as to who is the best in this division right now. If you watched the first half of the season, you saw that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were far and away a standout. Then they got hurt again, got hurt a little bit more, then lost a couple close games. Heartbreakers here and there, and then here we are where they can't buy a win if they wanted to. I don't understand this division. It makes me happy because Corey and I talked about this at length last week about the issue that the league is going to run into as they keep expanding the season, keeping these games relevant at the end of the season because of the division matchups. Divisions will probably be decided before the final 2-3 weeks. You know, the way it feels right now, there's not going to be a whole lot of parity at the end of the season, a whole lot of intrigue. It's going to be a bunch of people playing that you don't care about. So this at least gives us something to talk about in terms of there is something to be lost and something to be gained for multiple teams. But to quote our friend MJF, mid!
I agree with that. Yeah, just to put it in perspective, Carolina currently leads the division. They have a point differential of negative 67. The other team that has an opportunity to win the division is Tampa Bay, who is currently on a four-game losing streak and has a point differential of negative 33. The two best teams in your division have a combined point differential of negative 100, and they will essentially play for the division title unless the Falcons win to create a three-way tie atop the division in which none of the teams are above 500. Those are all things that are happening right now as we speak. But the question is, are any of them the most miserable fan bases? Ooh. Do you think right now? Now, this is kind of on a week-to-week basis, or else I think you'd see some of the answers are different. Number five on the most miserable fan bases of the week, I think you will disagree with this, Jacob. It is the Chicago Bears. I believe this is per Bleacher Report, or no, The Athletic, excuse me. They say that Bears fans right now are the fifth most miserable in the NFL. Would you care to comment?
I'm not miserable. My team's going to get a home playoff game and place either the Rams or the Packers, and my quarterback has a chance to be the first 4,000-yard passer in team history next week. So I'm pumped.
Okay. Well, tied for number four because they don't really understand how a top five works. It's the Panthers and the Bucks. That's the thing. If they're tied for four, clearly the Bears are six, and you don't need to include them. The Panthers and the Bucks fans. Number three, the Bills fans. Tell me if you think this is a fair assertion for the Bills going into the playoffs. Did Josh Allen single-handedly win you the game? Then you lost. Because the answer is not yes, then you lost. And he could. He has the potential to do that. But I would be very nervous if I was a Buffalo fan going into the playoffs. But at least you made the playoffs. Now, who do you think right now? We're down to the top two. Who do you think should be, Alec, the most miserable current fan base in the NFL?
There's two teams that come to mind. They're both in the AFC. I would say, for my money, I would go with the Jets. But I would hear a conversation about the Cleveland Browns as well.
Oh, okay. Interestingly enough, the Cleveland Browns, who won, we'll get back to that game in a second. Ooh. They are not in the top five. Number one is the Jets, but who should be number one? It's the Steelers. Steelers fans, because they lost to the Cleveland Browns, and now they face the winner-take-all. And I know Aaron Rodgers is like, oh, yeah, I think we're going to win that game. Well, because that's what he should say. It would be much more concerning and noteworthy if he goes, oh, we're probably donezo. Like, that would be that would be really weird if that's how his presser went. And so The Athletic says right now, Steelers fans are the second most miserable, and number one is the Jets fans. But could number one also be Broncos fans? I know you might be confused by this. Did you see what Sean Payton said about their divisional gear? Quote, I haven't seen the hats or the shirts. My understanding is they're pretty ugly. The shirts have a slogan that says, been there, won that. Which tight end Adam Trautman said he didn't really understand, which is a great point because this is the first time in a decade they've won the division. So what the hell are they talking about? That'd be like if the Cowboys won the Super Bowl next year and they're like, that's just what we do. And I'm like, no, it's not. They haven't won a Super Bowl in 30 years. And so That's tough. Do you feel bad for the designers of this gear when Sean Payton's like, I heard it's ugly?
Yeah, I feel bad for them, but at the same time, use your brain. Like, you're supposed to be creative and thoughtful in this process. And like you said, that quite literally is not the truth. Yeah. So what are we doing here?
I don't know.
You may as well have printed out AFC champions on the t-shirt because it's equally as true. You don't win the division, and that's fine. But, I mean, that would be fun if people start getting duct tape, you know, like how people will cross out old nameplates on jerseys.
Yes.
They just put a piece of duct tape under there that says, in the past 10 years.
I mean, like the Chiefs, that would have made sense for their shirt. I would understand. Yeah. But that's not the direction we went. All right, couple quick hits. Riley Leonard is going to start for the Colts this weekend. I feel like that was expected. Rick Neuheisel is the new coach for the Dallas Renegades of the UFL, and Andy Reid ruled out retirement. He said, if they'll have me back, I'll be back. I would most certainly assume that the Chiefs would take Andy Reid back. So he is not retiring. And also, the Chargers are going to rest Justin Herbert in the finale. They're going to put Trey Lance out there, probably because they don't want Justin Herbert to get his head smoked into the ground eight more times again because of that offensive line. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what brought you sports joy in 2025? We're focusing on the positive. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.